You're ready?
Podcast! Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. My name is Pau, my Twitter handle is IconPickFix, and with me in this episode is Dane, also known as IconFastFiction in Stan Twitter. And of course, we're being joined by our special guest, none other than our mysterious Petey Nim. This episode is actually part two, or the continuation, of Icon Film Festival. And just in case you haven't listened yet to part one, you can access episode 7 through your favorite Connie's Podcast channel. We are live in Spotify, Apple Podcast, YouTube, Anchor, Radio Public, Breaker, and our latest addition to our channels is Overcast. Picking up from where we left off, here's the rest of our movie pitches, wherein we build a story based on a random icon member, movie genre, and a word that will be incorporated in the story. So we hope that you enjoy this episode, and once again, we would like to thank you for listening to Connie's Podcast. Take it away, guys!
Okay, next.
Oh,
my turn.
Yeah.
Oh! Okay. Period historical Chan Woo. Ay, ako pala. Twin.
Oh my gosh.
Pao is covering her ears. Just to let you know. Our 5 minutes.
Okay.
So remember, like, yung hashtag twins nila ni Union.
Twin mo.
So hindi talaga pwedeng walang ibang member. So yun. In a historical drama, there's always the other family.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The other family. Ooh. Si Chanu yung nandun sa other family. And then, dun sa accepted queen.
What's the time period where
Ang hirap kasing hindi eh. Bagay na bagay siyang maging friends.
Yes.
There would be two characters. So dahil si Chanu yung isa and Yunyoung is the twin. Here, there's no age difference. But Chanu grew up in the other family, the concubine family.
Got it.
Whereas Yunyoung grew up in
the official royal queen.
Okay.
So all this time, the king knew that he has another son. But then, because the king doesn't want a feud to the throne, nagmake siya ng rule na lahat ng concubine anak or lahat ng anak sa labas doesn't have any say with the throne.
Percy twin is really biologically...
Yes. I'll get to that.
Okay. He was raised in the concubine family.
Not necessarily child. We'll get there.
Okay. So all this time, the queen didn't know that she gave birth to the queen. So the king had to put his foot down.
It's like Man in the Iron Mask.
Yeah.
So walang chaos for the
succession.
Alam niya the danger of having other princes to
the twins will be used by the politicians to
So the evil eunuch will actually use the other twin. So in order for the king to save the other twin,
or both of them,
and the crown prince, he took the other twin and gave it to the concubine. But the concubine is actually not an official concubine. She's like a handmaiden type of, okay, you have to take care of this child.
As if he were your own. Yeah.
And you can just say that he's my child, but then he doesn't have any say to the throne because of this rule. So evil eunuch doesn't know that there's a twin. So while he was very focused on trying to destroy the crown prince, to turn away from the king.
But yeah. The crown.
Again, si Chan Woo is the one with the concubine.
Prince Yun Yong is basically in the castle.
Yeah.
And
Prince
Chan Woo is the hidden twin.
Hidden
okay. For some reason, dahil may chuchu sa...
Of course.
May chismosang
concubine.
Always. So, si chismosang concubine, napagtagpi-tagpi niya yung katotohanan that Chan Woo is a prince.
Yeah.
And he's not only a prince, but the twin of the crown prince.
Yeah. So he's actually a crown prince also.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, ngayon, nalaman nung king na, oh no! Nalaman ni
Secret.
Evil eunuch na merong other anak. The queen was shocked then. Na parang, ah, you hid it from me! Tapos si Yun Yong din.
Malalaman niya.
Malalaman niya.
Si Yun Yong ba mabait or hindi?
Oo nga.
Ano ba mabait si Yun
Yong?
As always.
Si Chan Woo mabait din.
Oo naman.
Aww.
The only villain in this story. There's only one villain. It's the eunuch. So, nag-uunahan sila ngayon to get to Chan Woo. Because Chan Woo doesn't know
yes.
that he's the prince and he's the twin of the crown prince. Ang nag-uunahan, hindi na si King at saka si Evil Eunuch. Si Yun Yong na at saka si Evil Eunuch yung nag-uunahan to save Chan from the...
Prince Yun Yong, so nice.
Well, in the end, of course,
one will die.
So the prince, I hope it's the Eunuch.
Diba, I actually have a track record of killing people
yes.
in the story. So,
yes.
One
will die.
No!
Yun Yong will die saving his twin brother, Chan. Imagine ko eksena nun. Si Yun Yong tsaka yung eunuch naglalaban sila. Tapos, na-sword ni eunuch si Yun Yong.
Oh,
so,
no!
Oh no! Sorry ni Chan. And then, Chan had the courage. Kasi nga, hindi naman siya lumaki with the skilled marksman that he is. Hindi siya match. But then, because he saw the twin brother dance.
Oh.
So, nilabanan niya, pinatayan niya si Yun Yong. Tapos tumakbo siya kay Yun Yong. Tapos parang, promise me, you can rule. Kailangan very bloody, tapos hahawakan niya yung face ni Chan Woo.
Oh!
May maiiwan na trail na blood na gano'n. Tapos Chan Woo is gonna cry because, you know, this is my twin brother.
Tapos tingin ako parang Boromir, Aragorn, parang my king.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sabi
ko, waiting, aww.
Oh, I love it.
I knew it, Yun Yong would die.
So that's my historical.
That was good. That was good. I was like gripped in the beginning.
Yeah, hindi na siya movie, pwede siya mag-spin-off.
Pwede siya mag-Korean drama.
Season 2. Sagok
na. I thought you were gonna make it my parent trap. They're in some like ancient awesome trap. And then they're like, oh, we're
pwede. Jury archery.
Silk yung kwan din
ba? Yeah. And silk yung kwan. Oh my gosh, pwede.
Pwede.
See, that's how I write it because I don't like people dying. But
sorry, you know me, I like dying.
Always struggle,
people.
Struggle.
Yeah.
And yet,
that was good though.
Okay, it's my turn.
Okay.
So we have Bobby and Dong Hyuk left.
So, okay, perfect. It's romance.
It's romance.
Oh, natanggalin ko na yung iba.
It's TV names genre.
Yeah.
Genre in fiction, not in real life.
Oh wow, that was about this real. Oh my
gosh. I didn't even intend to say
anything. I know. Okay, I've reduced it to dalawa na
tayo. Okay. Dong Hyuk.
I don't know why I do this, but Obang is dog.
Is that another dog?
Yeah, pug, right? It looks like a pug. Yeah. I don't know why I like their pets so much.
I'm hard pressed to make it not a regular romance, but I don't know if
you can do it. Then I should give me a harder word. To like a harder word.
I would actually give dance, just for the sake of it.
Oh, because you like
yeah, dance.
I think
I
got it. I love it. Taking suggestions.
Oh, wait. What was that? I'm not going something.
You can do it. It will come to you
naturally. Yeah.
Think of Nora Roberts.
Yeah. For context, there's a slight struggle. Because Dong Hyuk is not really one of the top in my
yes.
So even if of course obviously I love the romance genre when it comes to fiction, in terms of visualizing Dong Hyuk, of course very good boy kasi si Dong Hyuk.
Mm-hmm.
So parang now I'm thinking like how could that be, so I'm hard pressed to make it a teen romance because he's smart, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
A smart good boy.
Yes.
So Freddie Prinze and She's All That, but not the plot of She's All That.
Okay, so, but he's like Freddie Prinze
and She's All That. I'm really showing my age. So like, Fern Gully, Executive Decision, Man in the Iron Mask.
You haven't named a movie that was made after 2010.
Yeah.
Not even 2005.
Yeah, exactly.
Yung Freddie Prinze. Nung lumabas yung mga movies.
I think She's All That was late 90s.
Late 90s, yeah.
Anyway. So I'm thinking like a Freddie Prinze-ish character. Okay. She's All That. So it's Dong, you know, student council president, like stuff like that.
Dancer.
Oh, I just make this a sweet na romance. Even though I love conflict when I'm doing my romance genre.
Wow, this is new.
Yeah, it's all that type of dude. So, she's a sports captain of the dancing varsity. And then si girl, very shy, pero she lights up when she's with animals. She volunteers in the local animal shelter.
Bakit na-imagine ko si Hanbin as a girl with sheep
no,
and
but, no, because of their, what was their show? Wherein they work in
Marie,
the...
The Marie-in.
The Marie-in.
Yeah, they worked the in the animal. Yeah. And then, of course, Dong Hyuk wanted a pet, of course. Dahil good-hearted siya, he wanted to adopt a pet. So, doon sila yung mag-encounter. Pero very shy si girl. So, kasi hindi na-recognize si Dong Hyuk na this girl also goes to the same high school. Parang gawky-ish si girl. Pero, attracted na si Dong Hyuk talaga kay Girl Ash. Walang pangalan si Girl Ash. Sorry.
Si Ate Girl. Si Ate Girl.
Who do we ship usually, I mean, among the boys in Icon?
Bobby.
Bobby. Imagine Bobby, girl Bobby in that video. Oh, pwede maging siya maging shy. Kahin-hin. May girl name ba si Bobby?
Bobby.
So si Bobby, when slightly offended siya na hindi siya namukha ni Dong Hyuk na parang popular.
Mr. Popular.
Finally, pinag si Obang na pag. Tapos selfish din pala ko dito si Bobby. Kasi si Obang yung favorite niya out of the dog. So kaya ayaw niya kunin ni Dong Hyuk. Kasi nga parang she doesn't trust him well.
To take care of
Obang. Kasi si Dong Hyuk, yung pagkamalaswa, attracted na kasi siya slightly.
30 kills.
Nung nag-wish pa, you go to my school. Nung na-feel na niya na parang feeling ni Bobby, hindi siya papagkakatiwalaan with taking care of a dog. So sabihin lang niya na, but okay, if you feel so strongly about it, then bisitahin mo ako once in a while with the dog. So doon na mag-form yung friendship. And then, doon na develop ng feelings. Like, so ma-dated na lang ito. Yung devil sa one. Kasi nag-isipin siya.
Now and then.
Oh my God! He's even older than little Giants.
I know!
Think Now and Then. So, it's like a coming of age story. When naisip na akong kakahuyan, all of a sudden, dahil Now and Then. River. So, si Obang maglalaro, diba? So, parang natito. Yun, so doon, yung conflict. Head cheerleader, yun, nakita niya nag-hangout si Bobby. Who's this girl?
Gusto ko si Jinan, yung head
cheerleader. Pwede! This is so typical na, ano. Pili ko parang at the end, si Obang will like bite on Jinwan cheerleader. Siyempre si Jinwan, nung nalaman niya, siyempre crush niya si Dong Hyuk. So sabotage niya si Bobby. Pero alamang pwedeng dirt on Bobby
na. Nalalaki siya talaga.
It has taken a different turn. Slash, ano na siya, romance.
Romance na siya talaga.
So very light lang siya na romance.
This is so weird. May naisip akong tension in the beginning.
Oh, sige.
Si Obang, mag-run away siya from Dong Hyuk. Babalik siya dito sa shelter.
Okay.
So, mag-galit si Bobby na, ano ba, I knew it. Like, hindi ka talaga mag-galit.
Yeah, pwede. Tapos, yung confrontation na to is under the rain. I can't be trusted. Basa-basa na si Obang. Kaya kasi emotional eh. So, kaya under the rain. No, all that tension, tiga mag-galitan sila.
What?
Like, randomly, habang tatahulan yung mga aso. Siyempre si Bobby, dinadoubt pa rin niya yung good intentions niya, no? So parang yung ending is may contest na dance contest si Dong Hyuk. Yung dance performance niya, for some reason, parang interpretative about his lover.
Alam ko, his love for the dog.
Think pitch perfect.
Yeah. It's the moment. It's like Heath Ledger's moment in 10 Things.
10 Things. Yeah.
Parang white eyes realization, enlightenment moment. Typical with teen romances.
Yes.
Na parang, diba, oh no, yeah. Love to the yun na! Yeah! Two dance! Sige nga, diba, pati siya ng dance varsity team. Ano ang haba na, no?
So do I get G1 na, or?
Yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
Na, yeah. Since I did naman the trial round, so we can stop with Paul.
She gets Bobby also.
Bobby. Yeah, para fun.
Yeah, oh, you should get Bobby then.
Two Bobbies.
As if one Bobby is not enough.
Please, R18, no joke lang, I can't do that. Oh my God! No! I'm scared.
Wait, so we got Bobby, R18, and Pa will give the word.
I'm screwed. Like, not in an R18 way, but like, I'm screwed.
So, R18 and Bobby. Oh, very nice combination. Ah, sige. Para, ano, medyo vague. Spotlight.
If you somehow connect this to meat, ewan ko na
lang. Oh my gosh.
I was actually gonna say matcha dancer, but I'm so scared that she's gonna say.
Oh my god! I'm so scared.
Do we need to find like a try to help her find like a shirtless picture?
Do you want?
Oh my god! I'll be even more scared. So, oh my gosh! I'm so
at least it's ripped. I mean, hindi masyado mahirap.
Okay.
I'm totally just gonna plagiarize. Sorry. I have two favorite R18 movies, and they're both kind of on the same vein. It's Itu Mama Tambien.
Yeah, of course.
And Call Me By Your Name. Oh my gosh, perfect. Okay, let's just do Call Me By Your Name then. So this is set in Italy. Actually, sorry, I'll do Itu Mama Tambien.
It better be good.
It's, we dated din yung Ito Mama.
I know. To be fair, I wasn't 18 yet when I watched that. Yeah. Or maybe like close to. Anyway, oh my god, revealing my age. So it's set in Mexico. Okay. Like Ito Mama también. It has to be a ship. So Bobby has like a lifelong friend. I'll pick Handip.
Okay.
So, double B.
So they're lifelong friends. Handip is the rich kid. Mm-hmm. And then Bobby, how do you say? Like, simpler means.
Okay.
Yeah. But they've always been friends and it's never been an issue for them. But then, like, see Bobby, like, when it's the summer, he practically lives in Hanbin's house, eats their food, whatever. Like, when they go out, Hanbin pays, and then they use Hanbin's car. But it's never been an issue. Like, they don't care. So obviously, they like to party a lot, they hang out a lot. And then the other thing is, Bobby is an underground rapper. Like, he's an aspiring rapper.
Who raps in Spanish.
Yes, like, señorita, muy bien, like, whatever.
Taco quesadilla.
Like, gasolina. Oh, yeah. Again, a dated reference. And then Handman, because they're tight and they're friends, he's like an aspiring producer. And of course, he has all the gear, whatever. He lets Bobby use it, getting it in. And then there's this like underground rap battle. But I'm open mic shot, so you can go whoever. So
Handman, wait, I got your
R18. I'm getting there. Oh, I forgot it's the R18 thing. Handman's like, come on, G1, you should join. But then G1's like, oh no, but I need to cough up like $1,000 to join. It's a gambling, whatever. Nah. Whoever wins takes everything. Okay. It's like a shady, you know, like rap scene. Ganyan. So behind is like, it's no problem, like I'll cough up the money, whatever. So then like they go, so he's rooting for Bobby. And then Bobby does really well, like he's super good. But then he gets cheated out of the prize money. And then Handman like gets super mad about, what? Like he won, like he was the best, ganyan. And then you're just gonna give it to like this random guy. But like he's just a pretty boy. Why would you give it to him? Handman, because he's kind of a spoiled brat, obviously. He's used to getting what he wants, right? Because he's a rich kid. So he gets upset and then they make a mess. They get beaten up.
Okay.
So it's like super like violent. Okay. So this is part of the R18. But it gets better, don't worry. So then, like, he gets so beaten up. And then, of course, Bobby has to, like, take care of Handman. But I'm sorry, man. Like, I didn't mean to do this. So, they're like, whatever. Like, let's just go clubbing. Like, I just want to drink these problems. So he's all, like, beaten up. They go to a club. They get drunk. And in the heat of the moment, they realize they have, like, feelings for each other. And they realize it in an R18 way. So, under the spotlight of a CD, like, karaoke joint, and he was like, man, like, I'm so drunk, he totally deserved it. He goes to the stage, and, like, he takes the mic from the karaoke night, and he raps the way Bobby was rapping, just to show that you did so well. And then Bobby first goes up the stage, like, no, stop, dude, like, you're drunk, anything. And I'm like, no, man, I'm not drunk, I love you. And then, it's, like, intense. And then, after that, parang, it's awkward, but then they still see each other, but every time they see each other, like, it's different now, and they can't,
like, tension.
Oh, and then they can't go back, yeah. But then, of course, like, Hanbin's parents are, like, super renowned or whatever, like, they're rich, they have a family name to protect, and so we have to keep it, and that's, like, where the drama is. And then the ending, Well, y tu mama también, who call me by your name, then have happy endings. Oh. Like, they had to, like, go their separate ways. Maybe Bobby will be, like, a popular, like,
rapper.
Oh, yeah, so then he becomes, like, really, he becomes really rich. And then Hanbin, let's say his parents are politicians, and then they get into, like, a scandal, whatever. The family fortune gets squandered, so then he ends up destitute. And then in their 20s or in their 30s, Bobby becomes like the super rich guy, and then Hanbin becomes like the budding. Now he has to rely on like being a producer. Mm. And now he wants to make it big because he has no other place to go. And like they meet in a random place, and Bobby helps him out. Like, yeah, produce a song for me for good old times. Oh. And then the tension break goes back again.
Or like he'll produce a song that's suspiciously about them.
Yeah. And Bobby's like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
man?
What's your deal, man? Maloko.
¿Qué pasa? I don't know. So there.
So happy ending.
Or
by unresolved, like with Itu Ma.
Yeah, and call me by your name. Good movies you should watch. Yeah. Children. Not children. 18-year-old children.
Okay. Naka 3 ka tayo each. So we'll have another round for Bobby. But still Bobby. Yeah. We'll choose the genre. Melodrama.
Oh, that's so you. Are you ready?
Angsty.
Word is umbrella.
Oh my god.
Oh, pwede. Oh. I see where this is going. Umbrella.
So, Shocks, I don't know why, but I can picture Yeonam Dong in my head. You know, a very good setting for
a melodrama.
So there's this girl na they go to school together, and then classmates sila ever since they were a kid and all that. And then merong mga times na the girl is always forgetful of her umbrella. So I'm pretty sure this is just a Filipino thing na naga umbrella under the sun. But whatever, it's my story. In whatever season, like summer, kasi ayaw nilang umitim, okay?
True.
So, maka-umbrella silang dalawa under the sun, and of course, under the rain.
Yeah.
So, the girl always forgets her umbrella. Medyo may pagka-real life dito. So, may economic crisis yung Korea. So, Bobby has to leave with the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, he left for the US, and then the girls, and the family of the girl stayed behind. Yung family ng girl, may-ari sila ng Sunday Book Place. This brings back memories. So after a few years, so college na, the girl still forgets her umbrella. Madalas umuwi siya drenched and under the rain.
I love it.
Tapos one time, when the girl came to the restaurant to help out, so medyo drenched siya and all that, biglang yung mom ng girl sabi niya, oh, Bobby and his family came back to Korea. So the girl got so excited and all that. And then, finally, when they have the moment to meet each other, girl realized that Bobby is not the same person. So Bobby.
Kaya ko yung masamang nangyayari kasi
melodrama. Hindi pa. I'll get to that part. Not the same person. So fast forward. Na-realize ni girl na, this is not the guy who will always shelter me under his umbrella when it rains or when I don't want to be scorched by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not the same person.
Okay.
It turns out na because the US setting is not the ideal place for, of course, an Asian family. And of course, for them to start over. Eventually, na-realize ni Bobby na, I'm not the same person anymore and not the teen Bobby who will actually always give you the umbrella whenever it rains and whenever you forget it. So, nag-decide sila at that point na, we really can't be friends anymore. That kind of relationship that we had prior to that.
Okay.
So, syempre si girl, sakit, ganun, because all this time, she was really looking forward to see Bobby again. And then, eventually, that drove the girl to, because Bobby is not my friend anymore. The Bobby that's here is not my friend anymore. So, hanap siya ng ibang friend.
Mm.
So, nakahanap siya ng ibang friend in the guise of Dongyeok.
Oh,
no, the nice guy and the not-so-nice guy.
Got it.
eventually, na-realize ni Bobby na, hindi na kami friends, pero siya nakahanap siya ng friend na bago. Mm. So he hated Dongyuk, and then here comes, you know, Bobby would make a scene in the Sunday Book Place na parang, leave her alone! Ganun.
Love it.
Nung una, akala nung girl, Bobby is trying to make up with, you know, with because he has become an asshole
of
it. So he's trying to make up for it. But then again, na-realize niya na it's just a selfish intent. Mm. Yeah. So the girl becomes like, so why are you doing this? Si Bobby, magme-make siya ng story na parang, kasi, basta.
Like that. That's really funny.
Yun na ganyan. Exactly like that.
Parang, why do you care? Ganyan. Na-realize din ni Dongyuk na, you know, he's actually jealous of me. That's the reason why.
I love the confidence.
Hindi din naman alam ni girl kung paano i-process yun. Kasi nga parang, she's not the same guy from before. But then, I'm all about redemption. Because nga, nagkagulo na, and then Bobby really hates Dongyuk for being so nice to the childhood friend. Na-realize ni Bobby na, okay, this is not really gonna end well for us. And I don't want to lose you as a friend or as an acquaintance. Sige, I'll just back off. So, bumalik siya ng US. Balik na lang siya ng US. Tapos yung girl, is that really how we're gonna end? Tapos parang, sasabihin lang ni Bobby sa kanya, we'll see. So it's an open-ended melodrama. Ayoko nang pumatay ng tao.
I was gonna say, well, no, parang may kaya nakalimutan yung umbrella niya kasi may sakit pala siya.
Pwede din naman. Nawala na kayong umbrella. Basta lagi niya nang nakakalimutan yung umbrella.
Tapos may nakalimutan na tapos nakalimutan na rin niya si Bobby. Kasi try i-rewind yung Bobby by the umbrella.
No, but like in the beginning, so, mawala yung memory niya. So, she doesn't remember Dongyuk or Bobby. And Bobby will pretend that he's Dongyuk. Like, she'll manipulate her.
Oh, my God!
She'll manipulate her.
Like,
I'm the nice one. I did this. But actually, that's everything that Dongyuk did. And then he's gonna say, oh, this is what Dongyuk did. He's awful. But that's everything that Bobby actually did. Sorry. Like dark.
Ayoko na kasi pumatay ng tao. Tama lang si Yunyong yung pinatay ko today.
I was thinking of a song in the beginning. When we were young. Oh, you like that song?
Yeah, that concludes our if.
Our big if.
Yeah. We'll have another one next time.
The awards, though.
Our five listeners can actually tell us, like, which movie.
Hypothetically, if we actually had the bandwidth and effort and time to write one thing of all the pitches, which one would you green light? To write. Oh, out of all of the
Me writing shows. Or I just want to produce this movie.
Yeah, so you want to produce.
For me, out of all the pitches, the historical.
Oh my God, me too! Because I really got excited. That one too, I agree.
The twins.
May imagine na talaga yung evil you know.
Yeah.
That's actually the spice to the.
That was really nice.
Ikaw pa. So yun yung ano.
Yun din yung choice ko, yeah.
I actually would go for the R80. Just for the sake of being unconventional.
Yeah.
Because to be honest,
I just want to see Bobby and have been starting with each other.
Yeah, getting it on.
It's either the R80 or the Obang story.
That was cute.
Yeah. That was really cute. Yeah. It reminds me of childhood.
Yeah. It can be like a cute webtoon.
Yeah, so cute.
Pwede.
And then there's gonna be a live action.
Exactly.
Dongyuk is
the female.
And Bobby.
Bobby.
I don't know. Bobby.
I was like, gonna cast a real girl. But yeah, why not?
Why not?
Bobby as Bobby.
So
yeah.
So actually, PD Nim, Dane, and I have been writing fics ever since. So, well, they will not know, but, you know, if you know our handles in AFF and AO3, you will actually see a lot of
from our past
stories.
Union.
Yeah, from our
past.
Yeah. It's for us to know and for you to find. But yeah, so we have actually ongoing projects right now, especially today.
Yay! Today, obviously this doesn't come out on the same day we recorded, but today I released like my first ebook, which is actually a fanfic.
Yeah.
Which is called the I Hate Junae Club. Largely inspired by like my Twitter conversations. You guys know who you are. We have like an actual, almost real I Hate Junae Club on Twitter, because we like to hate him, but actually we love him. So that's kind of like the theme-ish of the book. So you can download it for free, and I'll put like the links in the show notes.
Yay!
But it's also like on AO3 and AFF. At this moment, it's not on Tumblr and Wattpad, but I'm gonna get there. So maybe by the time this gets out, it would also be in Wattpad and Tumblr. But download na lang the ebook, because like it has a cute cover by Alex. Probably don't listen to this, but he's a really good fan artist and just artist in general. So yeah.
Yay! Yay.
So, PD Nim, how about you? Do you have a project?
All of them live inside my head.
but
I have a lot of prompts. Obviously,
yes.
Hanbin related.
We're actually waiting for PD Nim to write about Hanbin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, marami sa utak ko lang. So, yeah.
She had a really nice prompt from like, Who is Next Times? Or was it Mix and Match Times?
The first one. Yeah,
the very first one.
Actually, if I wrote it kasi during that time, baka nga mas appropriate. Kasi it's about Hanbin being Hanbin. I rarely kasi write fan fiction with the lead not assuming his current self. Usually, my fanfic ideas is Hanbin as Hanbin of Icon.
Yeah.
So, I think my first prompt was, Icon is already successful, I think, by the time. Mm. But he's like on his late 20s. Mm. So, more of GD type popularity na siya. And it's going into more of the production side na the band hasn't, they're not as active compared to before. And then this girl comes in, their agency, I think import siya from the States, something like that. Tapos, ano pa siya, niece siya ni Voldemort. Remember? Yeah. Kasi she's a good dancer. Si Voldemort. Voldemort talaga. Wala na lang natin siya. So si YG has this new girl group, which would have been good because it could have been Blackpink.
Because
yeah,
you wrote this without Blackpink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought of this, not knowing who Blackpink is and stuff
or
like that.
They weren't even.
Yeah,
a group,
I mean, but I know that it's four girls, and then all of a sudden they're already on their way to debut. Then all of a sudden they'll insert one
member,
which is the lead girl, but actually she's slightly older than they are. I mean, like the girl group, so closer to Hanbin's age now. And then even si Hanbin. No, weird Dohan, why she's part of the girl group. But actually, her role for that, that's why YG is putting her in the girl group. Not really to debut with them, but to really train them on the dancing portions and also to resolve any conflict, whatever.
Yeah.
Because she's slightly older. Uh-huh. So, yun yung main role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, it's like the dynamics within the agency between this girl and Hanbin. So, obviously, this girl...
Because Hanbin's suspicious of her.
Hanbin is suspicious of her. Kasi he didn't know that she's
related.
The niece of YG. So parang inis na inis pa si Hanbin kasi she always has YG's ear. Pero siya, hirap siya na to get one-on-one time with YG, like to pitch his ideas, blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh,
pero,
funnily enough, that's actually
imitating art. Like,
by
this girl who's like a new recruit, like who's nobody, can just waltz into the...
Yeah.
Seventh floor, and
seventh,
you know, talk to the head honcho. So now it's kind of super creepy considering all the stuff that happened in real life. Actually, so the girl won't really debut. There's like cattiness, obviously, within the girl group. Of course, si girl, hindi siya impressed kay Hanbin. Kasi she doesn't know like yung achievements niya.
Yeah.
But she's good in dancing. And of course, Hanbin's good at dancing. So of course, doon na yung mga tension. Obviously, the rest of Icon are fans of the girl. So you have to do it that way.
That's cute.
That's
oh my god.
Someone should
drink
for
that. Like they're all gushing
And then my latest one is parang miscongeniality / her private life.
Oh yeah. This is cute also.
So, but also, this is Hanbin din. So, factor this in YG. YG will hire this girl who happens to be like a bodyguard. Like,
so funny.
Like, she has to keep a close eye on Hanbin.
Yeah.
Pero, dapat hindi mapahalata kasi masasakal si Hanbin, rebelde siya.
Yeah.
So, the only way that we can passably, like reasonably make her close to him is for her to pretend to be assassin, parang ganun.
Yeah.
And she has to like infiltrate the assassin
the
group, world.
The
assassin
yeah.
world.
Because they know a lot of intel.
Oh,
also.
Intel also on
hand.
Yeah, so parang she wanted also to be able to report to YG just in case something untoward
yeah.
is happening. So.
Because when his life is threatened, ba Hanbin.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And his life is threatened. Yeah, and his life is threatened. Yeah, yeah, I
it's
forgot.
Like the bodyguard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Kasi sinabi ko kasi na parang at first parang tipong galit siya sa mga assassins as a concept.
Uh-huh.
Pero bilang when she got to know them. So kaya siya naging miscongeniality. Obviously, yung tension is at towards the end. Oh, pero kaya na-iyo kasi na parang magkakagusto si Hanbin. Ay, hindi kasi no, parang no, may bisto na siya like midway. Hindi naman yung towards the end lang na ano.
I don't know if it was assassin or fansite master.
Ay, yeah, baka hindi Sassing.
But like, she befriends
yeah.
the Sassing.
Yeah,
so,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, fansite master name, and then there's suspecting na baka may Sassing na threat threats and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes,
like, his life
like
is
that.
In danger. How can she,
yeah.
like, investigate
yeah.
Under
she
the radar?
Rally
so.
All the fansite master names
yeah.
to protect him. Dude, that is so cute. You should totally write it.
So, yeah. So, guys, intellectual property. Well,
also, another data reference.
Yeah.
But a good movie as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to watch it. Yeah. The first one. The second okay lang for the first one.
Wala may judgment, but that's true.
So, ako naman, as always, my project is still the Thaific, which is basically set in Thailand. Hindi na siya one group lang. It's a combination of different groups. Well, particularly, there's also Bobby in it, or Hanbin. I'm not yet pinned down on who.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more like a shiny fic kasi.
Multiverse.
But for, multiverse siya. The only icon fic that I'm working on right now is the Yeonam Dong fic.
Right.
Which is Bobby and the girl grew up together, hanging out
yeah.
in the San Diego place, partying in Hongdae, and then everything stopped
oh,
at
yeah.
some point.
Remember this.
Yeah. I hate Dane, by the way.
You're welcome.
And then I think the other one that I'm working on, kasi iba-iba, like, depends on the mood and on the stress level that, you know, life gives. So the other one naman would be the make-believe. This one naman
yes.
is Mino.
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 I have to say it like that every time. Mino.
Yeah, si Mino. And its setting is as Slovenia.
Yeah, yeah. So perfect for
yeah,
Mino.
It's so perfect, assuming that nobody knows him in Slovenia that much. So he went into a secret rendezvous and met a girl. Make-believe siya because their lives are actually make-believe on that fic. So
yeah.
I will not detail the story because
yeah,
it's,
wait
getting, it's really brewing, promise. Medyo matagal nga lang talaga kasi walang time magsulat. But yeah. So those are our projects. I hope that when... You know, especially Dane, since Dane is actually one of the, among us three, she writes really fast.
Weirdly enough, like,
yeah,
I have
yeah.
commitment issues, but
yeah.
somehow I can commit to my writing.
Yeah.
So.
PD Nim and I were very much satisfied that, you know, our
yeah,
fix
okay.
already happened in our heads. But Dane, since she already has posted her first
yeah.
book.
Yeah. And I already have a second one that I want to write.
Oh my god.
That I think I will commit to, because it's funny. And it's a gender bender.
That's also good.
K-pop story. But also very much prompted by PD Nim, actually. If you're a fanfic writer and you want random prompts, talk to PD Nim. But I don't know how you're gonna do that. Like, just tell us and we'll tell her and then we'll tell you what she says. Because she has
a curious gut.
Just like post it on Curious
Maybe
Gut.
Maybe PD Nim will open a Curious Gut.
Oh yeah! And then
like,
we can post it for
curious.me/ PD Nim.
Funny PD Nim.
So yeah. So there. So
yeah.
This is a very good episode.
It was fun.
Yeah, it
but
was
my brain
fun.
Hurts if I'm being honest.
But
yeah.
Please.
Well, my brain hurts with the prospect of editing this one.
And you
we
were out drinking last night.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But it was fun. So please tell us what you think. Like
yeah.
which movie will you
yeah.
will you watch?
Watch? Or will you be willing to produce?
Yeah. Let's like go fund me this, not kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe you can go fund me something and then
we'll
figure,
figure
something
out.
Okay, so that's it. We'll see you again in our next episode. Bye.